Tuned in to Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hi, my name is Heather and welcome to Movie Madness. Today I'm here with Mohsin and Finn.
Hey, yo.
Hello.
So, have you guys watched anything new recently?
Finn?
I've been watching a new TV, well, not a new TV show, but new to me, called Uncle.
Uncle?
Yeah. Okay. It's not as weird as it sounds. It's about a suicidal uncle who's just about to kill himself, and then he gets saved by his sister who wants him to look after his nephew.
Oh, wow.
And basically the story is about him looking after his nephew. It's a kind of comedy.
So it's a touchy type of thing?
No.
Okay.
It isn't.
I just got you out.
It can be kind of touchy, but at the same time, there's a lot of comedy in it.
Mm. That's jokes.
It sounds a bit like Afterlife.
Sounds like something he'd produce, wouldn't it?
A little bit. A little bit like Afterlife, apart from not.
So, were you, Martin?
I've watched quite a lot, to be fair. Not quite a lot. But with a lot of opinions.
All right. So, what did you watch then?
Well, I watched Batman: Dark Knight. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, did you watch that for the first time?
Yeah, absolutely loved it. I thought it was brilliant. I thought the Joker's probably one of the best villains I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, just how he goes to... He's not the most powerful villain, like, physically, and it's just the mind games that he plays and how he plays them and how, like, evil he can be. He plays that really well.
Yeah.
I've watched Game of Thrones.
Opinions?
The final episode of the final season. Opinions, Finn.
You've been telling us to watch Game of Thrones for a long time right now.
Yeah.
Would you still recommend it?
No. Honestly, because there's no point watching something that doesn't end well. This is for the fans out there, right? Or the viewers that are watching this that are Game of Thrones fans. Mm. Were you diehard fanatics or not?
There'll be a lot.
Right. Absolutely shocking. They gave the throne to the worst character they could have given it to.
Spoiler alert. Yes.
Do you want me to spoil it? Do you want to spoil it? Yeah. Bran Stark is basically like a amputated kid. You know, he's a cripple that they call him. He's got no legs. He's got knowledge of the future and the past. Absolutely flopped this season, in my opinion. Didn't really contribute. Weird how all the main characters were kind of like killed off. And it's just, I just hated it. It was like this. I had to watch it in two parts. 50 minutes in, turned it off. I thought, this is crap. Half an hour later, I watched it again. Rubbish. The script was absolutely horrendous for the last one. Honestly. All I seen was motion and walking. I get it was an emotional episode. Very little speech. Very little much going on. I genuinely, you two guys can vouch for me here. Mm. I always loved Game of Thrones to bits.
Yeah.
And I've always said to you guys, I love every other season, but this season's turning out to be kind of, I don't want to say it, but not too good. But, yeah, I wouldn't even recommend it to somebody to watch, really.
Because I was going to go watch it in the holidays, thinking, right, I want something new to watch. Game of Thrones is meant to be really good. But after seeing everyone's reception of it, yours, my sister's, everyone on Twitter, and they've just been saying it's terrible, I feel like there's no point in watching it now.
Yeah, I just think it's pretty much, you know, especially where they got cut off from season 7. Mm. Everything set up, it was perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, so much could have gone on. I think I'm probably bruising my own ego and stroking it a bit. I think I could have come up with a better ending.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I feel like there's a lot of people that feel like that right now, though.
It was absolutely shocking, and I'm glad that I'm not the only one that thinks this.
Do you think there's anybody who would this ending's for, though?
I hope not.
Bran Stark fans?
Yeah, I could see where you could come from. But, again, it's gone to the least expected geezer.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely useless. He's got no character, no flavour. But this is all in my opinion, guys, anyway. So if you have any issues, comment down below and I'll definitely be proactive on the comment section if anybody wants to discuss. But
did they ever foreshadow Bran being on the throne or anything? Or did it just like come up like...
No, I didn't really feel it. Like, I don't know. I just thought, I'm so underwhelmed.
Do you think they just did it for the sake of it because nobody would have guessed it?
Probably. Just the element of surprise. But I'm so underwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by the feeling that it's so crap.
Yeah.
I'm literally not in the right frame of mind because I love it.
Are you glad it's over though?
No, it's I'm sad. I'm sad actually because I was actually like looking. I was like, no man, where are these all going?
might be spin-off series and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's going to be a spin-off series apparently. It's called Robert's Rebellion. So what started all of this? All
right.
So it might be a spin-off off of so that. Might be the spin-off.
A prequel.
Yeah, prequel. Yeah, sorry, prequel. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, any more comments on that?
crap.
What have you been watching then, Heather?
I haven't watched anything quite new, I have to say, but I downloaded like the third episode of The Simpsons, and I've been watching that. So yeah, it's just like just
third episode or third season.
Season. I mean. But yeah, there's nothing. There was one controversial episode that got deleted.
Oh.
And it was the Michael Jackson episode.
Ah.
And that they deleted it, but Michael Jackson apparently voiced. He did his voice in that, but he didn't want anyone to know, so he used a different name. So when it says guest starring, it says it shows a fake name, but it's actually Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, okay, no opinions. So it's fair news.
Yeah, it was an average episode. It wasn't even that much of a good episode.
Yeah. Although the older seasons are the better ones.
Yeah, that's why I downloaded one of the older ones. So yeah, so after this song, we're gonna start talking about TV show pilots and what they mean to us and how they affect the like actual show going on. So yeah, before that, we're gonna listen to Big Boy Talk by DJ Khaled. So yeah,
we the best music. Special cloth alert. DJ Khaled.
Still playing with them M's, thinking like a felon. Hope secure Stewart Seaman, balling down from heaven. All I know is all these rap niggas dry snitching and telling. That work don't even come like that. Fuck is you selling? I gave you niggas a whole lane. That better than me fronting the nigga your whole thing. And where I'm from, they know I'm the truth. Just being honest, you niggas better pay all your taxes and plus some homage. I'm in a white chinchilla, 18 wheeler, 500 in the back, nigga. Ain't nobody iller. Do it for the streets and the slums, to which I came. Got the same wound, same scar, they feel my pain. Love this money making like Mitch, can't leave the game. The only thing to get us excited, money and cane. I don't know about the rest, just a legend in the flesh. When it comes to this here, I'm the motherfucking best. I can work four pots at a time, bitch, I'm a robot. The only thing keep crossing my mind, I hope the door lock. Fuck niggas hate, they fake, they can't relate. 20 seasons straight, no stain, let's call it fake. Jack boys running your shit, you give, they take. If you leave with your grind in your life, you're good, you're great. Paint a picture so vivid, this will be in a museum. Probably why my new house looking like a coliseum. I'm borderline brilliant, other half ignorant. That mean I kill a pussy, nigga, get away with it. Last time I got an order, nigga, got a slave with it. Snow.
It's the biggest.
Maybach music.
All black hoodie, just like I'm Trayvon. I'ma rep my little homies until my day's gone. I'ma bond out my wardies just like I pray for them. I'ma take care of their lawyers until the case gone. Half of these niggas singing like Trey songs. Having my kilos and show by State Farm. Niggas doing hits for free, don't even pay for them. Twisting up expensive weed, way to LA for it. Do it for dollars, that for the decimals. You niggas headline the five festivals. You go to jewelers, unethical. The shit you smoking is smelling skeptical. Much richer than I last was. You can tell by the lab, cuz. Double M, the money machine. You rock with boss, no one in between.
And we're back.
You gotta give me the privilege to say that one day.
And the next one we'll all say it together.
Okay. The count three, guys.
So yeah, movie pilot, TV show pilots.
Yeah.
Movie
pilots. Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys? What's your like? What do you guys know about TV show pilots?
I don't know an awful lot. All I know is just an experiment, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah, I kind of like looking at the failed TV show pilots.
Oh God. Okay.
So, like, the ones that have had a pilot and then not made it to air and then have somehow ended up online so we can watch them. Because it's interesting to see, like, what a show could have been.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen a pilot like that where you're like, oh, I wish that could have been made?
No.
No.
out of the unaired ones I've seen, they are terrible and they have been cancelled for a good reason because they're so bad.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, that's good. Have you ever watched a TV show pilot that you wished would have got cancelled?
I mean, I've watched TV shows that I wish hadn't existed.
No.
Neither have I, really. Which TV shows are you talking about?
I'm on about...
Go on, Finn, voice it.
To be fair, a lot of my opinions on TV pilots are US remakes of TV, exactly. Or like British TV shows, which I'm going to gone about today. Like, it's like the US version of The Inbetweeners. Have any of you...
That should have never made it.
Have either of you seen...
I haven't even heard of it.
Any episodes
have
of that?
Have you heard of Inbetweeners?
You know what
yeah,
The Inbetweeners
yeah, of course.
Is? Like, The Inbetweeners, like, the original one, is a great show. It's, like, yeah. For me, it's one of the funniest shows out... Well, what... You know, one of the funniest shows
it's
out
It's a classic,
there.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
I might watch it.
Whereas, when they adapted it to a US audience, it was terrible.
Yeah, the whole reason it worked was because it was in London.
Exactly, like...
The culture and stuff.
Yeah, like, because you would have thought with the US one, they'd adapted it, they would have adapted it to their audiences and made it for, like, all the jokes, like, working for them, whereas they don't. They just copy, like, the jokes from the
God.
UK show. And
so
it's
the
kind...
UK lingo translated onto the... Oh, God.
But it's not even that as well, because, like, obviously we have, like, it's about the swearing in it as well.
Right.
Because obviously I can't repeat any of the words now.
Yeah.
But there's some words that, over here, are okay to broadcast on TV after a certain time, whereas America have a lot stricter rules.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, there's a famous scene, I can't say it, bus...
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure you'll know it. I'm sure people who've watched it.
Oh, no, Finn Enlighten us. No,
yeah.
No,
I'm sure people will know. Yeah, but yeah, the yeah. US version of that was bus turds.
Right. Oh, God.
Exactly. It is painful to
imagine
watch.
Being in that writer's room, just being like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea, mate.
I mean, that's one of the ways they tried to adapt it to a US audience, but.
Horrible attempt.
I feel like they saw The Office in it and they're like, yeah, that was successful, so we could do it.
Yeah.
Though. But The Office, the US one at least had good actors.
Mm.
The actors in the American one were crap.
Yeah,
and I think they even had different. They even looked different, didn't they?
Yeah, like the like from the original characters from the UK show, they just didn't translate at all. Like because Neil was meant to be this whole like dumb look. In the UK show, he was like this dumb looking, goofy kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like not like really airy. Like didn't know what's going on.
Right.
Whereas the one in the American one was basically just like. Just a predator, just a creep. there's no two ways about it.
Usage of words.
He was just weird. Like he was so far from the way he'd been written in the original show.
Yeah,
and that carries across through like the entire series.
Right, just, okay, that's quite interesting.
You just feel like a blame.
Yeah. And watching that, I was like, yeah, I wish this hadn't have been made.
Yeah, I think everybody did though. Nobody likes the American.
Yeah, no one does. It's god awful.
That's why everybody got so excited when Jimmy Carr was like, remember when you were like, there's gonna be a new episode of In Between Us.
Yeah, I mean that was a big letdown though.
Yeah, it was a bit. But everybody.
Yeah, everyone thought it was like a reunion episode, basically where they'd like it'd be set in the In Between Us world, like 10 years on. You know, like what do they do now? Jobs,
yeah.
Uni, wives, kids, whatever. Whereas in reality, it was just like a panel.
Oh god.
With Jimmy Carr of all people.
So yeah, but that just shows how much hype they still have the UK ones. I'm sure if the American ones said, yeah, we're doing a new season, nobody would care.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be curious, but...
Yeah, exactly. But you just watch it just to take piss, though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why I watched the first series. Well, I watched the original series.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what about you? Any pilots and stuff you want to talk about?
I've got two, if that's okay.
Yeah.
The first one I'd like to talk about, we had to think we have a shot to talk about it on this show. Power.
Power.
That's got to be easily one of my first, like, no, one of, yeah, that's my best and most favourite pilot.
Ever?
Ever. Reason being because, you know, sometimes, obviously, pilots are there to set the tone.
Yeah.
And I think that's the perfect tone, sir. It gives you a background, it gives you detail and background that they're from.
Yeah.
How they appeal to certain audiences, little taste as to what each character's like, but they're so efficient.
Yeah.
That they give you enough, you feel like you know enough. I think the characters are portrayed really, really well, and it's quite consistent in what, you know, in what Ghost and Tommy, the two main actors in it, are trying to do and trying to achieve and where they've come from. But yeah, that's probably my favourite pilot because of how the rest of it plays out.
Okay.
And I think the pilot complements absolutely everything because as they go along, they stick to their grassroots, and the grassroots start from, obviously, the first episode.
Yeah.
And I think it was absolutely brilliant, like, you know, just the narrative of the first pilot was brilliant.
So what do you think made...
Sorry, not to cut you off. The shots of the show, the first one, the shots were brilliant. Like, there's a really iconic shot for me in my head where Ghost is stood outside his club that he's bought with his drug money.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just gives you a real sense. Like, do you know, have you seen Scarface where he's at the little stall thing and he's looking across and he's like, nothing happens over the night or something like that?
I can't remember.
Anyways, it just gave me a little vibe of that and it was, I think it was brilliant. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
What do you think makes a pilot like that different to other pilots you watch?
Okay, I think what makes it different is because we got a lot of substance.
So, elaborate on that.
Okay, a substance in a sense that we got a lot more insight on who they are quickly.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
So it gave us a grasp of, you know, so okay, so if we just say if Ghost or Tommy, end up in this situation, we can kind of have a good guess, or we can, you know, we can kind of understand them more.
Yeah.
And to give you, not only is it substance in a sense of who they are, but why they are who they are.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean. And saying that, is, I'm not trying to digress too much, but there's going to be a prequel apparently to Power.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for that to come out. That's the prequel I'm really waiting for. Yeah. But yeah, I absolutely love that.
I don't think you should have too high hopes, just in case something happens. And, like, because it's a whole different series, isn't it? They don't have the same showrunners and writers.
Yeah, yeah, it should be, it should be.
Yeah, yeah, then it should be alright.
It should be. I think 50 Cent is going to direct it, but there's going to be another producer.
Yeah.
But I think 50 Cent, because he owns so much of it, and because he's come from the gangland himself, kind of orchestrated quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought it was a brilliant pilot, man.
Yeah, so yours is Power.
Easy.
So my favourite pilot of all time is the Breaking Bad pilot, I think.
I've watched that.
Yeah, you watched it yesterday, didn't you tell me?
No, I watched it quite a while back.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was really good. I loved it. Like, because, as you said, like you said, what makes your pilot, like, different from everybody else's is it gives a lot of substance.
Yeah.
Like, from one shot, like, from the opening shot of the whole pilot, like, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, because I know you guys
have watched it. I've seen it.
Yeah. So, just in case, I don't want to spoil it. So, like, the opening shot is Walter White, the main guy.
Yeah.
And he's got a gas mask on. And he's in an RV, and he's just driving an RV through the desert. And it just pans to him, and he's wearing no clothes and just underwear.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Super fast in the desert. Next to him is Aaron Paul. And I don't know if he's asleep or he's, like, really panicking. And then the camera pans to the back of the RV, and there's just loads of chemicals on the floor and two dead bodies swishing around. And instantly, you're just like, what the hell? Like, yeah. It's just like a proper what the hell moment. He gets out of the RV crash, he gets out of the car, and the gun, he just points the gun forward to the, like, the police cars. And then it just, the opening, like, Breaking Bad title comes on. And then it goes back 24 hours earlier.
Yeah.
And he's a chemistry teacher, like, wearing a jumper. And it shows him when he goes home, he's got a disabled kid, and he's got his wife.
Yeah.
And it just shows, like, he's just, like, some ordinary guy. And I was watching, I think it was a director's commentary or something, or like somebody analysing this who had a director's commentary. And he was saying, because we want to show him, like, the whole point of the series is to show how a good man deteriorates because of his circumstances.
Wow. Yeah.
This is why I love this so much, is because there's so much, like, stuff behind it. He they didn't want to show open with him with his family and stuff. They wanted to open with that, so then we still in our heads when it's a boring part.
Yeah.
Like, he's a chemistry teacher, and on the side he washes cars, and none of the kids in his class like him, like, they respect him. Like, it shows that in a scene in the pilot where he's explaining something to his class, and the kid, like, just gets a chair and he drags it across the classroom and just makes a screeching sound. And then that same kid sees him washing somebody's car, and it's just like, he's still, like, trying to raise his family and stuff. He's still a dad, he's still a teacher, he's still a respectable person, but they just put him down. And he works for, like...
It's brilliant how they degraded him, innit?
Yeah. But then, like, I've seen the whole season, so I have hindsight in it. So don't spoil it, but it's so good how his character fully changes. But when, just because of Bryan Cranston's acting, you see in his eyes that he's still the same guy, and he's still, like, out of his element, kind of.
Okay.
And that's what just makes this show great. That's why I really like Breaking Bad.
So would you really recommend that to me?
Yeah, both of you. Both of you.
What about, I was actually thinking of watching In Between Us, so what would you recommend first?
In Between Us is the kind of show where you just watch on the side.
Yeah.
It's not like a big, like...
No, it's not like an overarching narrative.
No, but I'm up for jokes, so...
It's jokes, isn't it?
It's just something to watch, like, on the side.
Yeah.
Right, you know what? Today I'm going to try fitting in Shawshank Redemption. God knows how I'm going to do it. Shawshank Redemption. The second Breaking Bad episode. And the first episode of In Between Us. How's that?
Boss.
Try fitting that into that.
I don't know how you're going to do that.
I don't know either.
I don't know how much.
Vacant.
There are more hours in the day than we do. Do you want to talk about boss.
Yeah, I can talk about another one. Again, a failed US one rather than a successful one. But the Peep Show US pilot. I don't know if you've seen Peep Show.
Nope.
No. I had never watched it before you told me about it. But once I watched it, I was thinking, how have I never seen this?
Yeah, it's a show written by Robert Webb and David Mitchell.
Yeah.
And it's basically the view of two, like, 20, 30-somethings just going through their life.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, antics occur. But the entire show is filmed from their, like, a POV perspective.
Yeah. It's like they've got GoPros around their head.
Yeah. Really?
But there's also wide shots as well, so it's not, like, it's not boggling, in it?
Well, yeah, but any time, like... I think the only time there is an POV shot is establishing shots.
Yeah.
Apart from that, everything is POV from someone in the room. But basically, the US pilot is terrible. Because, well, one of the main things they ruined for me is that they didn't even go with the whole POV perspective, no.
And that was what makes that show unique, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's so much more personal, and you don't even realise, like, you're watching it, like, you'd think, like, you see these GoPro videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, like, you'd never see, like, a whole TV show like that.
I mean, it's not a GoPro, wow. A lot of the time it's just someone stood there with a camera, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, it still does, I know what you mean.
Yeah, POV shots.
It's a lot more insightful than usual, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, okay. It's a lot more personal, because you can hear their thoughts, that is, like, that is a huge premise of the show.
I mean, you got to hit the nail on the head with that one, because it could either get too annoying or it could get really interesting and you'd want to stay in that person's head. So there's a fine line between messing up and doing quite well.
Yeah, that's the thing with POV shots.
Oh my God, you love entice me to watch so many TV shows already.
I was saying that the UK version of Peep Show, it's got like David Mitchell, and I don't know the name, but I know the big comedians.
Robert Webb,
yeah. But in the US one, do they use any like...
They use the... I don't know if he was big at the time, but I can't remember his name. You know the actor who plays Leonard in The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Who else is one?
Leonard.
I know Leonard.
The one who goes out with Penny.
Yeah, I know Penny is as well. Yeah.
Dude's ever, yeah, I don't know. Basically, I think he plays... I want to say he plays David's character.
Okay.
But that's the only name I can remember. But there's probably more, but yeah. I just didn't enjoy it.
Right, okay.
So yeah, we're running a bit out of time, so we're going to play this next song, and then we'll wrap the show up, and then that's it.
What's the song?
The song is Double Up.
Yep.
By Bentley and somebody else.
Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Don't you dare disrespect it like that.
Alright, so, yeah.
Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's time. I got to you that money. My dreams come true. My life. In diamonds, who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Propane, all black, 5 gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chains. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lokes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope gang? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? But you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change. Fucked up when the dope bash. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they quotes change. At the park with the low fade. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-bys, that was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJs, trying to make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage.
I leave it behind. What you know about your response be the reason you exist. Lucky I ain't get caught up in the twist. Young nigga, blue pager on my hip. So as the champagne spill and the car accelerate and the beat gon' cry, I'll be going to the bank at least 3-4 times. Get handshakes from the branch managers. We keep doing fly shit when the cameras cut.
Double up.
Yeah. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
And we're back.
All right, so that was today's show of Movie Madness, and yeah, just wrapping the show up. So do y'all get any final thoughts on like TV shows and stuff like that?
Okay, I'm asking you guys a question: TV shows or movies? Go.
Movies.
TV shows.
Why?
Movies, why? Because you have the whole experience at once.
Okay, why?
TV shows, I prefer a longer narrative. Been able to watch it for long.
Same team, 2-1. Exactly the same reason as well.
The positive and negatives to both.
Yeah, no, we need to talk about that actually.
Yeah.
We should talk about that.
That'd be good next episode.
Next episode we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for watching today's episode of Movie Madness.
Yep.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Cheers, guys.
And yeah, so
see you later.
Goodbye.